Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for sharing some time with us today. In the riveting children's book, The Bear by James McElroy, Will Cogswell, a woods-wise boy of 12, spending the summer with his grandparents deep in the woods of the Washington Cascade Mountains. His grandparents are owners at the resort, Bridal Veil Falls Lodge. Two lodge guests, Jamie and Petey, challenge Will's abilities as a woodsman in an effort to get him to lead them to the top of Bear Mountain. Will gives in to the visiting boy's mocking, and the three set out on what will become a life-changing experience. Bear Mountain lives up to its name, and all three boys find themselves in a frightening, highly dangerous situation. James McElroy, the author, holds a doctorate in education from Rutgers University, served as a teacher, principal, and assistant superintendent of schools for New Jersey for over 25 years. He grew up in the Pacific Northwest and was lucky enough to spend a lot of time in the forest. James McElroy, author of The Bear, is with us on This Week in America. James, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
This is really an interesting book. It's got a lot going for it. It's a great read. One of the reviews called it riveting, and that's if I had to choose one word to describe the book, I think riveting would be it. Talk about the aspect being a children's story, why you decided to write this book.
Well, my experience as an elementary school principal, and I saw what the youngsters were reading and what encouraged them, and that coupled with my life experiences as a young kid in the Pacific Northwest in a logging town, I spent a lot of time in the woods hunting and walking and fishing and so forth, and I thought I would try to write a story that would put my students right in the woods. I wanted them to sense the feeling of it, the dampness in the heavy forest, the silence, except maybe for a crow or some other bird. I wanted to bring them right into the woods with me before I even got involved with the bear.
You know, it's interesting because you have that feeling that you're actually there. And it sounds like the research for this book, The Bear, was done as you were a young boy growing up in that area.
Yeah, the research was done when I was 10, 11, 12-year-old boy wandering around the woods with either a fishing pole on my shoulder or a .22 rifle. When I was a young boy, we all started out with a BB gun, and then when we got older, our dads would buy us a .22, and we had a lot of instruction on the safety and all of that.
Yes.
And we spent a lot of time in the woods.
You know, it's amazing because those memories obviously are still, to this day, are still fresh in your mind. What a way to grow up. You were very fortunate, weren't you, to be able to grow up in that atmosphere and learn the lessons that you did.
Oh, yes. Life has many twists and turns, and you're fortunate if you can start out on a good trail.
Well, and you portray that in the book. The book is called The Bear by James McElroy. The book's available, of course, at Amazon, wherever books are sold. Link on directly. We'll have the link up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So you've got the scenery in your mind. You've got the Cascade Mountains. You've known them very well. How did the idea for The Bear come about?
Well, I have three grown daughters, and when they were small, I used to tell them stories, and as they grew older, they used to say, "Dad, you ought to write those stories down." So finally, after many years of hearing that, I just decided one day, I'm going to write the story about the time I ran into the bear in the woods and see what happens. So about a year ago, I just spent the winter fussing around trying to tell that story in writing, and what I did was write The Bear.
Well,
and I wanted to make it a lesson so that the kids who read it would find out that, you know, you have to listen to the adults and you have to do what you say and you have to live up to your word. I tried to include those ideas in the story.
Well, you did a very nice job of doing that because it doesn't come across as, I want to get this message across and I'm going to fill in with stuff. The important thing is the message. You've got this great story, so you've hooked everybody on the entertainment, And then we're understanding these characters and the situation they get themselves into and what they could have done possibly to avoid that. So it's really well done. In the book, The Bear, are there characters there that are maybe portrayed as how you remember real people? Or do these reflect any real people that you knew?
Yes, I think the three characters reflect typically young boys at that age and the competition that exists between them. And of course, the two boys that were visiting the lodge, they're challenging Will and his ability as a woodsman. And one of the sad parts of the story is Will allows himself to be led astray. He allows his ego to take over and cause him to break a promise with his grandfather to stay at the lodge that day and be available if his grandma needed help. But the other two boys mocked him into breaking his promise, and I tried to get that part of the story across to my readers.
And you do that. The book we're talking about is The Bear. The author is James C. McElroy, McElroy. Book available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. You can go directly to the Amazon site that has James' book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk a little bit again about the background and where you gained the understanding. So what you're talking about there is a real situation in the woods that you probably encountered many situations like this as you were growing up. That really was what the inspiration, once you decided to tell the story, you sort of went back to your youth to relive that, didn't you?
Yes. And when I got to writing the story down, it was almost like deja vu. It was almost like I was standing there looking at that bear eye to eye again and again. I tried to describe that in the book so that my readers would kind of sense, what is it like to be standing 4 or 5 feet from a great big black bear who's looking and staring you in the eye, and the only thing you see moving is it's wiggling its nose. Now, isn't that funny? After 60 or 70 years, I can still see that bear's nose wiggling as it's trying to figure out what I'm all about.
That's interesting. You're sort of staring each other down. How did you process that at the time?
Well, my mind kept saying, bear, bear, bear. You got to get out of here, but my feet were stuck to the ground. It was like I was nailed to the ground. My mind was telling me, you're not in a good situation. Get out of here. But the muscles in my legs wouldn't move, and it seemed like in eternity, the bear and I were staring at each other eye to eye. Then all of a sudden, it was like my mind clicked, and the go button came on, and I whirled around and took off.
It's all in the story by James McElroy, The Bear, and I won't ask you to give too much of the story away, but it's almost like a first-person account because it really is someone who's actually lived in these circumstances. So you're there, and you almost feel like you're being transported to that particular area during that particular time as the story plays out. We talk about the cast of characters. When you sat down to write, talk about coming up with the characters, and many of these characters, as you said, based on actual people. Once you started telling the story, how did you go about introducing new characters, introducing characters into the story?
Well, the characters that traveled to see the bear with me were two boys that I visualized were city boys. I think they were from San Francisco. The only time they'd ever seen a bear or anything like it was in a zoo. So they were completely out of their element, city boys in a deep northwest woods, and they kept harassing me to take them to Bear Mountain, and they kept insisting that I was a country boy who was just telling them stories, trying to scare them. And so the challenge to me eventually was, well, I'm not going to let these two city slickers put me down. I'm going to take them and show them where the bears live. So that's how the thing started. from then on, it was, the book is a description of our walk and travel through the woods to the point where we finally are confronted by the bear.
What are some of the messages? You touched on a couple, because I think there's several that come out and resonate in the book. And again, it's not, here's what I want you to remember from the book type of story. It's subtle because it's in the story, but as we reflect on the characters, we put ourselves in their positions, and we understand the bad choices were made, and there's a consequence for that. What are some of the messages you hope that people take away from reading The Bear?
No matter how old you are, keep your promises and do what you're supposed to do. In the story, that day my grandfather had to go to town, and so he asked me to stay close to the coffee shop part of the lodge in case my grandmother needed my assistance in some way. So I was given instructions to do that. On the other side of the equation were the two visiting boys who kept harassing me about, oh, you think you're a big woodsman, but you're just telling us stories. Blah, blah, blah. There are no bears around here, and you don't know any more about the woods than we do. And so there was a challenge of my personality versus my respect for my grandparents and living up to the instructions and keeping my word with my grandfather. It was that challenge. Well, unfortunately, in the story, Will gives in to the challenge of the two boys from San Francisco, and that's how they got involved in the adventure in the first place. And so that's what I was trying to teach, not completely subliminally, but I was trying to teach my readers, the young people, keep your word, don't allow people to challenge you to commit acts that you know are wrong. And I think that's typically one of the issues I saw as a school principal in elementary school, yes, having to deal discipline with young people. I saw over and over again this kind of a situation where people allow themselves to be led astray.
The book by James McElroy is called The Bear. It's available at Amazon, the usual places. Link onto our website to get more information. This takes place at Bridal Veil Falls Lodge. Was there such a place? Is there such a place?
There was at that time. The story took place in the 1940s, the actual event, right after World War II. And the lodge was in the Cascade Mountains. There were a lodge and a number of cabins and a cafeteria restaurant. Unfortunately, in the 1970s, it burned down. So now it's just the woods has reclaimed the area.
And it lives on in the book, The Bear, by James McElroy. What age group do you think would be interested in reading the story? Is there a particular group that you were focused on, you had in mind as you were writing The Bear?
I was aiming at elementary school, most likely grades 3 through 8. I think the young people in 3 through 8 will relate very well, because each and every day they're going through some of the struggles that are personified by Will and his two compatriots in this story.
Well, that's interesting, the way you've been able to draw on your background, growing up in the woods and experiencing what you talk about and describe in the book, and the role as an educator as well. I'm sure that has given you a lot of ideas on how to, maybe subject matter in future books, topics that you can talk about and address as an author.
Yes. I've been working on another book with Will and another one of his adventures. I hope to have it completed in the next month or so.
Well, that will be interesting to read, and I look forward to that. It sounds like you've got a lot of stories that you were telling the daughters out there when they were growing up. I'm sure they can remember and give you some of the ideas if you can't quite remember all of the stories. All of those, I'm sure, would make some great books.
Yeah, my daughters are all in their late 50s or early 60s, and they still tease their dad about his storytelling. Do you remember, Dad, the story you used to tell us about this, that, and the other thing? And I say, well, you ought to write that one down, too.
And could see them in a future book, hopefully. And the book, by the way, is going to be featured at the 2019 Miami Book Fair International at the Miami-Dade College, Wolfson College in downtown Miami, coming up, I believe, in November this year. What's that like, the response you're getting for the book and being able to meet the public at one of the top book fairs in the country?
Well, that's something to happen. I have been to some elementary schools in Michigan, where I have a daughter who's a school administrator, and here in Washington, where I've done book talks with fourth, fifth, and sixth graders, and I've been amazed at the reaction I've got. The kids are sitting wide-eyed right on the edge of their seat. And they say, Dr. McElroy, did that really happen? And I say, yep, it was me staring eye to eye with that bear. So I know that the kids are going to love the book based on my book talks with classrooms filled with kids.
Well, and the reviews are excellent for the book, The Bear, by James McElroy. And coming up again in Miami is that book fair. It's you write the book and then you look for assistance in getting it published, getting the word out there. You've been working with Reader's Magnet in getting the book out there so people can enjoy that, learn from it, be entertained by it. What's it been like working with Reader's Magnet?
Outstanding. What a great group of people. Very professional, very knowledgeable, and very considerate and easy to work with. I highly recommend them.
What, I got about 30 seconds left here. What has this been like for you to actually take these stories that your daughters have been saying for decades now, Dad, you got to write a book. You've actually written a book touching people with the story. What's it been like for you?
Amazing. As I just said, the response that I've had so far in the work with Reader's Magnet encouraged me to try to write another story, as I told you, which I'm working on right now.
Well, it sounds like that one is close to being wrapped up, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. The book we focused on in the program today by James McElroy is The Bear. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly and get information. You'll find information at readersmagnet.com as well. James, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of the book, The Bear. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thank you for calling, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
It has been fun. I love the story and having a chance to look and read the book, because it makes you, it takes you, it transports you to a different environment, and suddenly you're there in his shoes looking at the bear, trying to figure out why my legs aren't working as I'm standing here. So it's a great read, The Bear by James McElroy. You'll find information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.